Just to answer this question of future cooperation, because it was in the context of what the sentencing would ultimately look like, and Judge Sullivan said that he could not rule out incarceration for the former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn. And Flynn's attorney said that he saw the last remaining piece or the final piece of cooperation as testimony in this case in Virginia against two of Michael Flynn's former business associates for illegal lobbying, also false statements. But what caught my attention was when the defense attorney said, "We see this is the last remaining piece of cooperation," which may be an indicator they do not anticipate any future testimony in a special counsel Russia-related investigation, Harris. So just a detail from inside the court. The cooperation would be for the FARA case, not for a Russia special counsel investigation.
So Catherine, you and I sometimes will take a look at things like dates, and I want to take a look at one with you. The status hearing that the defense proposed for March 13th, I just want to make it clear what's going to happen the week before, and that's Michael Cohen going to prison if he doesn't mitigate his sentence by also cooperating with the Mueller investigation. There's no way that there's like some master calendar inside the courtroom, so I'm not looking for that, any connection point. But I do want to point out that that's an interesting detail to have wrap up before you would get a status report on a man who just had his attorneys delay his sentencing because of participation with the investigation.
Well, it's always important to sort of line up the data points, especially with a timeline, though it was very clear from Judge Sullivan today that he was looking this case in a very independent way, independent in the sense that he felt that there were no other similar or analogous cases. He told the defense that he felt the comparison to George Papadopoulos, as well as a British attorney, Van der Swan, were not really analogous, not really relevant, because their lies were not made from the West Wing of the White House. And also on that point, the defense had argued that other three or four star generals who had been found guilty of lying to the FBI ultimately were able to plea to a misdemeanor and avoid any jail time, specifically General David Petraeus, about his handling of classified information with his biographer, as well as a former National Security Advisor, Sandy Berger, in the Clinton administration. The judge, as we left today, in my view, seemed to ridicule the Petraeus decision to plead to a misdemeanor. He said that he found that striking and not really in the same wheelhouse as what he was looking at with Flynn, Harris.
Wow, that is all very interesting. Catherine Herridge, we are grateful to have you along for the breaking news
this
hour.
Of course, Harris, you're welcome.
We will bring you back as the news warrants as you continue to collect it outside the courthouse there in D.C.